trending right now. Sabres got a win last night.
Dostal save at the far post. Here's a chance out front. Scores! Great pass to J.J. Paterka from Dylan Cousins. There it is. The Sabres cut the lead in half. It's 2-1 Anaheim.
So they won 3-2 against the Anaheim Ducks. All three for the Sabres scored in the third.
Far circle. Quinn gets it back again. Shot's not there. Joki Haru scored from here in the tournament. Scores! He did it again!
Wow.
Henry Joki Haru.
Big night for Hank there. Joki Haru scoring 9:31 into the third period to give the Sabres a 3-2 win against the visiting Anaheim Ducks on Tuesday night. That was a good game. Another dub for the Sabres. Lindy went into the All-Star break thinking, okay, I got to come up with a plan. Worked, formulated, devised some direction, some plan to get the wins. And so far it seems to be working out. So that is good. Southwest plan attempting to land in Chicago. Boarded the landing and just went back to the sky. The problem, Jan, is there was a private jet crossing the runway that they were landing on. It's like the guy didn't look left and right before he just went ahead and crossed the runway. So everyone's okay. A little bit tense. If you see the video, you're like, yikes, that's close. Southwest Airlines jet aborting their landing attempt. FAA said the private business jet entered the runway that the Southwest jet was about to touch down on, just kind of wandered in front. It's scary. Anyhow, everyone's okay. Apparently, so Jan, you know how the pilot talk is kind of like super calm? Like,
yeah.
Could you explain exactly what happened? Is what the pilot says. And the tower says, okay, well, we told the guy not to cross. And the pilot on the little jet had to read back the directions they're told. Whatever they read back was wrong.
Oh.
Then the tower tells them 9 times to stop short of the runway.
Stop.
9 times.
Stop. Yep.
And the private jet just didn't stop, didn't acknowledge, nothing. So,
that's weird.
Yeah, that is weird. They'll look into it. Everyone's okay. That's the good news. Denny's is joining Waffle House and adding a surcharge to meals that have eggs in them because they said they kind of have to. Restaurant Denny's, and we got a bunch of locations around here, will add an extra fee to any dish that includes eggs. And Denny said that this pricing decision is market by market, restaurant by restaurant. So it's not a blanket, this is what it costs. They'll let every location or tell every location how to handle it. The chain did not specify which markets or restaurants would institute a surcharge. So again, roll the dice and figure out when you go to Denny's. What's interesting is McDonald's has boldly said they will not rise prices with stuff that have eggs in them. The price of eggs is now being forecast to rise even more this year, like a significant amount. Like, I believe it could go up another 40% on top of whatever it's at now.
That would be like 10 bucks.
Yeah. Yep. And then some, depending on what you're paying now. Wow. So,
kids.
Yep. I guess we're painting rocks this Easter. Just saying.
Yep.
There will be alternatives, I'm sure.
Dollar Tree, those little plastic eggs. There you go.
Taylor Swift has brought nearly $1 billion of publicity to the National Football League. That is the termination from a firm that does judging of what someone brings to a team. So new report says Swift generated nearly $1 billion worth of publicity to the league. And that's since she started dating her boyfriend. The Swift effect has driven ticket sales, merch, a surge in female fans, which it's hard to put a price tag on what exactly these new opportunities with future fans means, because how do you value that? Somebody did, $1 billion. Also, her boyfriend's future could be determined if you decode what he said. It looks like he's going to stick around for another year. There was talk that he would retire. Nope. Question is, how long does it keep playing? Seems like her boyfriend will continue to play for the Kansas City Chiefs for the near future. Whether she goes to the games in the future, still undetermined. But it looks like
he's lost probably a step. I'm not worried about him.
yeah, there's that.
Yeah, I think like it's It's the whole team we need to worry about.
Yeah, right.
It's the whole team. Yeah, well, we'll play another year. That's it for your news and views. Time right now is 6:26.